Hello, game man. How are we doing?
Hello, John. How are you?
Ryan, welcome to Coming Inside.
Thank you. I've been coming from the inside out for, well, all of my life.
So welcome, all of you listeners. We're so glad. And thank you for all of you listeners. Thank you for writing in to us. This has been, what episode? How many have we done?
So we have... This will be episode 32 plus our trailer. We've had, as of today, we've had over 18,000 downloads.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, that's only from three sources that you're getting.
I only have access to three sources. I don't know how to...
We have access to what? We have access
to YouTube. We have access to our page, our RSS feed page.
Okay.
It's Coming Inside Out. And then Apple.
Apple.
Those are the three that we track.
But we have other Spotify and those others.
No, I will tell you that we're on Spotify, but then we're also on Spotify for podcasters. Spotify has a green dot. And
yeah.
Spotify has a purple dot. They have two different apps. And so we are newly on Spotify for podcasters. And something I was going to share with you as of 2 weeks ago, we're on Blue Sky, which there's a lot of people that are upset with Elon Musk that are looking to leave X.
Really?
And Blue Sky, you can look it up, Blue Sky Media. I downloaded the app and I uploaded our content on there. So
on Blue Sky. Are we on Truth Media or Truth? What is that?
Social.
Truth Social?
I've never been on that. Are you with other people?
Yes, I do.
Other people?
What was some Truth Social? It was just a dumb joke. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Wow.
So I thought we would start with a letter from one of our listeners.
Okay.
I printed one off. You want to go ahead and read that?
We never introduced our names today.
I said, hey, John, and you said, hey, Brian.
All right.
I'm Brian James.
And I'm John Durrell. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we have this letter.
It's a nice letter, but
right. A little. Would you like, you want me to just
read? Yeah, I think that's important.
Talking about one of our listeners was sexually abused, and he goes on to say, being sexually abused by an older kid and two male teachers didn't help neither to connect.
And then I just highlight.
Well, this, and then jump right here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took a while for me to figure it out. It's all right, I guess, but I would have loved being my true self from the beginning so I could have discovered what it is to really love and be loved by someone without the fear of being rejected because I was not normal. So your show is all about helping people and telling them that they are not alone, and above all, that they are normal. And that it's okay to be who they are. And this is what matters the most. Thanks again. What a great podcast. Okay, so I'm not getting this a little bit.
Well, only because I responded to him and in his response to me, he shared that he was sexually abused as a child.
Okay.
And, you know, you shared also, I thought that this was important. When you shared about your sexual abuse, you shared that you didn't know any different and that felt good to be held and hugged. Share that again, because I think this is kind of where he was at. There's no shame.
First, there's not any shame. And then first, thank you for listening, for writing in. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry you went through that. I did. There was a guy down the street. He was older than me. In order for me to be into his term, you had to do certain things. And I think he was maybe 3 years older, 2 years older, not sure. But, you know, it's interesting because he knew what to do. And I'm wondering if he was abused by his dad, you know? And so anyway, he fingered me and he put his finger and then he played with my genitalia. And, you know, it was very odd. However, but at the end, he would hold and just lay there and cuddle. Which I was not getting that at all. And so I went back for the cuddles.
Yes, I told
you. I went back for the cuddles, but in order to get Cuddles had to get his finger, and then his fingers his hand and he was playing. And you know, I was nowhere. My nuts had not dropped, so I was nowhere coming. So you know, I was like, well, why did I like it? But you know, now that I'm adult and I'm thinking back on that, because I know a lot of people want to block this stuff out. For me, it was being hell. Bastard. And so, I'm sorry, you know, this happened to, you know, to any, but, you know, and I hated him for that. But then again, I started thinking again, being old, we're talking about having compassion. And I was just wondering if his own, was fucked up. And I'm wondering if his own did that to him. And that's where he learned it, because is that learned behavior?
Is it?
Well, it was. I'm no psychiatrist.
Yeah, I don't know. You would think that he saw it or learned it from someone. And unfortunately,
well, and the other part of me being scarred with that is that, you know, I wanted to be part of the club. I wanted to be part of the membership. So I didn't know that was part of it. So when I joined the country club here in Los Angeles, I just went in there with my application to the board, and I pulled my pants down, and I was waiting for them all to finger me.
No,
part of the club. No, John, you can pull your pants up. You don't need to be this part of the club.
Golf ball strand of penal beads.
Tennis ball.
You joined the tennis
club.
All right, Mike. The softball club.
But you graduated. It's like, you know, so I was scarred for, you know, any club that I had to join. Pull my pants down. All right, how about it? I'll join your club.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I do. I make fun of it because that's how I process shit. You know, and it is. I like to make, jokes about it because it helps. It just helps.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to belittle anybody else that's gone through it, but that's how I told through it.
You talk about it and you... And yeah. You were able to really process it out and not live in the guilt of, oh my God, I enjoyed that. You figured out why you enjoyed it.
That's true. And I did. I figured that out. No therapist figured that out. However, the one that we're going to get, I want to bring her on our show. She's amazing. But she, when I was telling her about the story, she was so good. And that's what, you know, she underscored that my theory was good, was right on.
Your theory was good. Well, that's good to hear.
It was. So, yeah, were you ever?
I wasn't. I have no memory. I have, I've wondered, I've questioned it, but I have no memory of it. And I don't believe I was.
Well, listen, if there's any listener that's out there that was and maybe have not ever talked it, you know, just, I guess my only advice is get someone you trust and something, if you need to talk about it, talk about it now. Because it's crazy. You know how we evolve as a society and how different life was back in the 1950s, the 1940s. I mean, my grandpa. It's nasty shit, you know, and I don't know, I don't want to get into that, but that generation, holy shit, man, there's some crazy motherfuckers. They really were.
I mean, you know, some crazy motherfuckers today.
Crazy motherfuckers today, but I know I shall talk about this, you know, because it's generational, because it's like, how different are we in our fees than our 16-year-olds or 20-year-olds that they look at us like, you are just out of it. And it just comes all the way back to here we are talking about coming out because a lot of us have not come out in our 30s, 40s, and 50s. But at 18 or 20, like your son, he's free and fluid to do as he wants and dress, you know, how he wants. I just love seeing that. And that was a lot of the kids that were at, I said kids, young people at the Palm Springs Pride.
And
it was so nice to see all those young
out
and proud. And it's kind of like, it's really not as nothing for them, but it's just no big. And I just think that we're, you know, I love that we're doing this. I'm so glad that you came to me and said, hey, I want to do this. Because there's so many, as we can see, there's so many out there to us. And again, you know, we talk about, you know, gay men that are married, but, you know, we are here for anyone wanting to come out and tell your story. And, you know, we're open to that. We've had some lesbians.
Is it lesbians?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we had
the, thank you, lesbians. By the way, I need my truck worked on. And ladies, come on over and help Big Daddy
with your truck.
Help Big Daddy with my truck.
What you're talking about falls in line with what I wrote here, because I came across a post on social media where a man was asking why men felt it was necessary for them to come out. He posted that. Why do you feel like it's necessary to come out? And I don't respond to a lot of posts, but I wrote, I found it to be incredibly freeing when I came out. My journey in life had me living a closet lifestyle until I was 50. I wanted to normalize being gay for all of the closet men and homophobic people out there. I want to normalize it. I'm a fairly normal person. I'm a businessman. I'm a father. I'm a gay person. And I wrote down, I went online and I typed in myths about being gay. And you have those also.
Okay.
I thought we would read the top four myths about people have about you being gay on this first paper here. It's number 8.
Shit. Okay, myths about gay men. Number 1, gay men molest children. What did I say when I came out to my wife? And that was the first question. Well, she thought about it. She had to process it, of course. And then she called me back 2 hours later. Did you? Sons?
Motherfucker. I know. How could you ask me that? Craziest fucking thing, but that's what people think. That's what some people think. Not everybody. It's what some people think when they find out that somebody's gay, or they're worried that somebody's gay, is that they're going to molest somebody's children.
Right, right. Number 2, same-sex parents cause harm to their children.
What kind of? Just, you know, parents. It's, you talked about this, I think. You're where your son goes to school, there's a lot of same-sex parents.
Yeah, there are.
It's very normal. His parents can be very loving, can be very kind, should be very compassionate.
Yeah.
A lot of times there can be a better parent than...
Well, of course.
Your standard.
Of your standard.
Yes. Same-sex partners, it does not harm a child to have two fathers or to have two mothers.
Okay. Number 3. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
People become homosexual because they were sexually abused as children, or there was a deficiency in sexual modeling by their parents.
You get to choose to be gay? I didn't choose to be gay.
I did it. What are you talking about?
Praise police gayness or what? I prayed.
Did you read? Did you go to that camp with a bunch of...
No, I probably would have, but no, I didn't. But I prayed to not be gay.
Did you?
I did. No, I thought it was I thought something was wrong with me. I was like, oh my God, what is this? What is this? I was so naive that I literally thought I was going to grow out of it. At some point in time in my life, I was going to be attracted to men. It was when I got a girlfriend. It was when I got married. It's when I had kids. It's when I got a better job. It was going to happen, and it never happened.
Right. And that brings us right to, being gay is a choice. No one is.
Yeah.
And then number 9.
So number 9 on our list, if anybody out there is a sports enthusiast, because I was looking up the Tyson and Jake Paul. Whatever.
Jake Paul, yeah.
I watched the fight. What a disappointment.
I mean, I was surprised. I had it on Tyson to win.
I hear it was all rigged. I think he would have won.
Oh, you're in the sense thing.
In my personal opinion, it was a fixed fight from day one.
Well, they both got what, 20 million?
Well, no. Is it Jake Paul or Paul Jake?
Jake Paul.
He got $47 million and Tyson got 27.
What?
Yeah. Got $40 million for that fight. So I was looking at that fight and I came across this,
Outsports.com.
Outsports.com. It's a gay, it highlights all the gay athletes, all the headlinings,
oh,
announced stories. Remember we talked about Ralph Schumacher, the F1 Formula 1 yeah. driver? His coming out story was on there. But it has some great... So when I was a kid, we used to watch the WWF, right?
Yeah.
World Wrestling yeah. Federation. And now it's called World Wrestling Entertainment. WWE, is that
what called? I don't know.
I think so. So the first out WWE signed wrestler
yeah.
is out in 2024. I don't watch wrestling anymore, but there's a lot of... If you're like sports, outsports.com...
Well, I like that.
Ball, soccer, baseball. It has everything on it, but it talks about...
Well, speaking of sport, you know, and scary.
And rugby.
And rugby. Shorts.
Yeah, the legs.
Yes. So, I told you about in our last episode, I talked about Gladiator.
Oh, yes.
By the way, it's a great movie. Go see it. I was impressed with it, and I was not let down, because I think it's one of the greatest movies. Gayer, let me tell you.
Was the first Gladiator gay?
A little bit, you know, I had some makeup and little, you know, stressing going on. But the makeup they had on Gladiator 2 for all these dudes, it was like, oh, wow, they are really, because, look, back then.
This is all in
Roman time, you know, 300 AD or something, shit like, what's up? Anyway. Yeah, with the Colosseums.
Yes.
And but then they had the emperors. Now, I don't want to get into that, the story itself, but there's two emperors, they're brothers. My God, they look like Ed Dorn from Bewitched. Remember Ed Dorn from Bewitched?
Yes.
But with all the makeup. Ed Dorn has so much makeup on. All
right.
And these guys had so much makeup on. You know, so it was, what? You know what? I was like, honestly, when I was sitting there watching this movie, and I'm sitting there watching, you know, because they have their court and they have all their sex people hanging around, men, women, doesn't, just didn't matter. It was fine.
Two men could have sex back then.
And it wasn't
an issue.
But they had women too. Or they had a wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Really, just, it's kind of crazy how we've, you know, progressed in our generation, you know, here.
We have fear. I think there's so much fear has come into play that we've had to, like, tighten everything up and control what everybody's yeah. doing. Because
Ridley Scott did a good job. I love the movie. I love it.
John highly recommends.
I give it two penises up.
Two thumbs and what is it? In the stink? Oh, stink in the pink. What is that? How does that go?
The stink in the pink?
Two in the pink and one in the stink.
Is that for women? Is that what
yeah.
women?
Wasn't that what they used to say?
In the vagina? I heard that.
Oh, right. It's like that. Well, I guess for a man, it's just all in the stink.
It's all in the stink? Well, it could be in the... In the
pink,
in the ones, well, the dads, holding the balls at the
which you. Oh, I still haven't done the. I still haven't given myself a prostate massage yet. If you listen to the prior episode, what was it?
You know, we'll show you right now what you have to hear.
To not get.
Yeah. Hey, if any of you listeners have tried. Please write in. Let us know.
It's coming inside out at gmail.com. I'd love to hear if you did it after listening to our episode. I still have to try it. You know,
I did it episode one.
I graduated. I bought a cock ring, I told you.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Listen, I thought we'd do a little trivia time with John.
How many of us, I mean, do I get anything right, Amber?
You do get stuff right. And you know what? It's all fun stuff with you. It's not, you know, you don't need to break out a calculator.
Good.
If Johnny had gave three blowjobs and
hooked it as well,
you don't need a calculator.
All right.
This is easy stuff for you. All right. Here we go.
Well, as I say, you're very dirty.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, am I?
No,
it's every muscle. I think I've been worked up since Palm Springs.
Yeah, I mean, but all the muscle, I don't mean it as a bad
thing. It could be a bad thing.
That's all right.
I'll be dirty.
I'll be dirty, John. Go ahead.
As long as they buy me a drink. What year was the Grindr app released?
2000.
It was. You're right. The Grindr app was released in 2009, March of 2009.
Okay.
On my son's birthday, March 25th. What year was the Scruff
app released? After that, Grindr was first. And then, you know, a lot of them followed after that. So I'm just going to guess 2009 was Grindr. I would say 12.
2010, less than a year later.
Yeah, because they all see that and they're going to do their own version.
What were those, the two biggies, Grindr and Scruff? Or is there...
Well, Grindr and Scruff, there's like Manhunt, there's...
But are those good? Adam and Adam or whatever? I don't do any of those.
And then, well, then Sniffies is not an app. Sniffies is a web-based.
Yeah, it was Double List.
What?
Double, the word double, and then L-I-S-T, Double List. Ooh. Took over for... what do you call that? What was the Craigslist? Double List took over for Craigslist.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and it's all...
Oh, there's a Double List? That's all... Is that an app?
No, it's on the internet. You type in Double List, www.doublelist.com, right, or something like that, and it takes you to a site.
There's Growler. Do you think that? Growler? What? I turned that one off, but I still... Growler, and then Scruff, Tinder.
I don't do it.
Daddy Hunt. Grindr.
All right. So Grindr is a publicly traded company.
It is?
Yes.
How much is it?
About $42 a share.
Oh, I'd like to, you know what? I want to know what that came out. Can we look?
It came out January 30th of 15.
At 14.
At $14. Yeah.
So it came out. Okay. So let's cut back.
All right. Hold on. So where do you want to start with? Oh,
so you're saying Grindr is a public traded company?
Grindr's publicly traded. Currently, when I did this research, it's at $42 a share.
Right. So now it came out at $14.52, and that was 2015. So they were running for 6 years before they came to the market. 14.
I mean, $42.
$42.
That's a pretty good amount.
I don't know if that purpose was right.
So my question, back to my question, because Grindr is a publicly traded company, okay, is Scruff a publicly traded company?
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you.
Okay, Scruff was the one that came out in 2010.
Was it later?
No,
it is not. All right. Who has more users as of September of 23, Grindr or Scruff?
Grindr.
Scruff does. Grindr has approximately 13.5 million users, whereas Scruff has over 15 million users.
What is that out?
Did I cut out?
Yeah.
No. Only in your headphones.
Well, I've been here.
I said Grindr.
Grindr.
13.5 million users. Scruff has over 15 million users.
I wonder.
This is a good.
Yeah.
This is.
I'm doing pretty good, by the way.
You are. You've got a couple of them. So in 2020, research on penis size found that the average length of an erect penis is how long?
5.5.
How'd you know that?
Well, see, I have to fold mine in half to be 5.5. And I was talking about it to Pride, and I said, yeah, when I fold mine in a half, it's 5.5. They get, you know, that's the average penis.
Oh, there's
so it is. Like, yeah, 5.5.
I thought someone came up to me and said, oh my God, John, your penis is twice the size of the average size penis.
He said that when I was in his episode.
Wow, this feels like it's twice the size of these average size penis. Am I being too nasty for you?
No, I just said it. I think it's all right.
All right. Don't move here. What state has the lowest LGBTQ population?
Well, okay. What's the... It would probably be the least populated state.
True.
Really? No, so I can't go that
far. There are some back east states that are very small, but by population.
So, I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Okay. What state has the lowest LGBTQ population?
It's always supposed to. I don't remember. Let's say South Dakota.
North Dakota, you are on tonight. Did Don cheat? Did Don look and cheat at things?
Did we talk about that?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Listeners,
I've given you a lot of stats.
I think we're on memories going, so if we did talk about it, let me know if I'm
right. Yeah, write in and let me know if I was
right. Oh, it's North Dakota, huh?
North Dakota. Lowest population of gay people. All right.
Well, that. How do they do the survey?
Give me. Oh, well, they
could just see me. Just wanted to stop by to see you. Are you gay?
Wait, he has a dick in his mouth.
Yeah.
Jack,
this is gay.
Give me one of the top five gayest U.S. states in 2024.
Oh.
Top five. One of the top five. You have 15 to choose from.
California.
California is number five with 5.3% of the population least gay.
We did this.
Yeah. No, but we didn't.
No?
No. We did some.
You did some others?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got, wow. Okay, so I barely made that. But let's go east. Let's go Boston. No, Massachusetts.
Look, you're going in reverse order because Massachusetts is number four with 5.4% population.
Yeah. So we got Massachusetts is four. California is five. Three would be, I'm not going to Washington, Minnesota.
No, Illinois is not on the list. Right. But I will give you number three, which is Nevada. 5.5%.
Because they left California.
Yeah.
They did.
True.
They left California and went on over to Nevada.
That's okay. In those same lines.
Oh, that's three. Okay, I'm thank you. Appreciate it. So two, Arizona.
Oregon. 5.6%.
Oh my God. No, I know what you meant now. I didn't know what you, now I know. Then John, the exodus of California. Because a lot of people went to Oregon, Washington.
Yeah, and this is a 2024 survey. So, you know, a lot of people left California during COVID.
Wow, a lot of West.
Number one, most populated gay state is, drum roll, please.
Well, I'm going to
ignore it. Oh, tell us.
Texas has a whorehouse in it. Is it Texas?
No. It's Washington, D.C. with 8% of the population.
Wait, the District of Columbia? Wait, and how many are
needed? By percentage. They're 9.8% of the population.
What's the population of D.C.?
I don't know.
Let's look it up right now.
So the population for Washington, D.C. is 5.5 million people.
That's a lot of people. Remember that now? Because it's not that big. What's 9%?
Yeah, 9%. That's a place to go, John.
That's 450,000. Is that 450,000?
Yeah. Close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Almost not half. Almost the end. See, I've always heard that, 10% of the population's gay. I mean, have you heard
overall? Yes.
And I've heard that for a long, long time. And what do we have? We have 300 million people in the United States.
And 10% of the population is closeted. No, I don't know that. I just made that.
You know,
so I have no idea.
You know, but that's you bring up a good point here. So if 10%, that's 30. But I think you are onto something. I would say 10%, another 10%, or at least 5% are in the closet.
I would say more than 10% are in the closet.
I would too. You know what? You're right. You're right. I think there's at least a third. Would you say a third, which would be 100 million?
No.
You know what? No, but I that's plausible.
That's the right one.
No. It's plausible because
some of these young kids
are just fluid.
Yes.
And, you know, when you heard this 10% of people are gay in the populated area, these are some old stats from back when.
There are not a ton of new stats out there. I think the last Populous, is it called the Populous? What is that poll? I'm sure you know what the poll's called. Anyways, it was a 2020 poll.
Right.
So there's not a ton of information.
I just can't believe how much is in the world. What, 8 billion? Is it 8 billion?
Look at that.
Look at that.
People. 8.2 billion.
Well, wait, my guess was 8.
Oh, I thought you said 18.
No, you say eight. I said eight. I guess eight. I'm on it tonight.
You are on it. Yes, you are.
Oh, yes. I'm on it.
I was thinking sperm count, 18 billion. You're thinking population.
8.2 billion. And the fastest, look, if we're doing geography, you know, India is just.
We're dangerous tonight because we have a laptop.
We have a laptop.
Stuff.
We're going to research some shit.
So, have you heard about, I'm going to bounce off of this population thing for a minute. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Blue Sky?
No, I have not.
So, I guess the people that were doing work with Twitter, back when it was Twitter, were doing work through this company called Blue Sky, but Elon Musk fired that division.
Okay.
So, this division had some of the workings, the framework for this social media platform. That has been out, I guess, for a while, but it really has taken off since Elon Musk did something that pissed a bunch of gay people off. Mm-hmm. And they said that a lot of gay people are...
Yeah, it's true.
And that a lot of the gay community is moving over to Blue Sky. So
I was never in Twitter, to Twitter. So that's why I don't.
I don't
sit into Twitter.
Understand Twitter. I only opened a Twitter account so that we could put our podcast on there, but I don't know anything about it.
So,
all right, you got anything else for us? Are you going to sing us out a holiday?
What holiday did he? Let's see. I like this one. For your peace and hear the angels' voices. Forgot the words that Christ will come along.
But just the fall on your knees part, I guess, is the best part, right?
You know, we all have to follow me sometimes.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, guys. Oh, thank you, Brian.
We post every Tuesday, so we upload podcasts every Tuesday morning. Follow us on either Apple, Spotify.
Please follow and have a wonderful holiday and safe travels.
Thank you.
I just hear it.
I would like to find somebody. I would like that. So in my city,
it's right there.
Can't find anybody in no sense.
You're manifesting, you can't.
Well, I'm not mad. I have not as of today. And like, when did I open that freaking? I opened the Grindr app when I deleted it. Then 6 months later, I open it. Then I delete it. Then I open it. Then I delete it. I do the same thing with the other.
But what's your type?
I don't want a young person. Somebody that.
Well, then go. Then filter it. Filter it to
do
from 40 to 65.
I do. I have that on my phone. I filter it by
type.
By my filter. By what is your filter?
It's 40.
You don't want to, you don't want someone, you wouldn't, so you're 57, you wouldn't want to be with a man that was 60.
No.
Who's the man that was 60?
No, I don't think so.